Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya alal falah, hayya alal falah. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. As-salatu khayrun من النوم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum, my dear beautiful brothers and sisters, and once again, Ramadan Mubarak. This is your brother Abdul Muthakir Muhammad, again welcoming you to the Umar Reflects, our podcast where we strive to help the believers to get off to a good start each morning during the blessed month of Ramadan. We thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that Allah will guide the words of all of our guest speakers, that those words will aid us all in our growth and development. Dear family, we were blessed to hear from our beautiful brother, Suleiman Hamid, yesterday. And he gave us inspiring words and beautiful words on fasting. We thank Allah for his words with us yesterday, and we thank Allah for the words of those guest speakers today. To take us further into our program this morning will be our beautiful sister and Dr. Nisa Islam Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Nisa.
Yes, sir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Ooh, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness Muhammad is his messenger. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we want to apologize for any technical difficulties that any of our listeners experience. We are struggling this morning to make sure you have an amazing program. So welcome back to part four of We Know Occupation. During this short historical segment, I will focus on Blacks in Palestine. The leader of the Black Panther Party, Huey P. Newton, once wrote, "Israel was created by Western imperialism and is maintained by Western firepower." Let me repeat. Israel was created by Western imperialism and is maintained by Western firepower. The Black Panther Party issued three formal declarations in 1970, 1974, and 1980. Each expressed solidarity with Palestinians and their opposition to Zionism in Israel. The initial declaration was made during a 1970 press conference with the primary objective of expressing unwavering support for Palestinians and the PLO. The statement underscored the significance of effective communication between the two movements. It included the following: "We wholeheartedly support the Palestinians' righteous fight for liberation. We shall continue to pursue this endeavor and extend an invitation to all forward-thinking individuals worldwide to unite with us with the aim of creating a global society that fosters equal living conditions for all." The second declaration was issued by Huey P. Newton in 1974 and expressed the Black Panther Party's stance on supporting the departure of Israel from the territories it seized in 1967. The third statement, issued in the Panthers newspaper after Huey Newton's 1980 travel to Lebanon, depicted a connection between leaders from both parties and highlighted the similarities between the PLO initiatives in Lebanon and Black Panther Party projects in America. By the end of 1980, Black passion for Palestine had cooled. Many of the groups supporting Palestine in the 1960s and 70s faced fallout. Many faced leadership conflicts and ideological divisions, or were worn down by government surveillance and repression. The decline of organizations was matched by the waning appeal of a political identification with the Third World. As the decolonization movements in the mid-20th century faded, numerous African-American activists ceased to perceive the struggle for racial equality in the United States as directly connected to other liberation struggles around the world. While organizations were absent from the fight, individuals worked for diplomatically mediated resolutions that would provide Palestinians with increased autonomy. In 1979, historic civil rights icon and UN Ambassador Andrew Young secretly met with the PLO. When it came to light, that meeting caused all kinds of fury and embarrassment for the then President Carter. Ambassador Young faced pressure to resign. He did and told the media, "I really don't feel a bit sorry for a thing I have done. I could not say to anybody that given the same situation, I wouldn't do it again," almost exactly the same way he declared. His resignation highlighted the deteriorating relations between the U.S. Black and Jewish communities. However, the spotlight on Ambassador Young's work also provided an opportunity for a more supportive perspective towards the Palestinian cause to be included in the national discourse. More next time. Our special guests this morning are poets teaching us more about Palestine.
This poem is an open letter to Palestine. I wrote it in the wake of protests over George Floyd's murder, which coincided with the annual pillaging of Masjid al-Aqsa during Ramadan. This was at a time when the unity between the Black Liberation Movement and the Free Palestine Movement was at its peak. I was asked to write this poem by the Farhats, a Palestinian-American family from New Jersey who I grew up with. As someone who is not Palestinian, it was an honor to be able to join in a movement that resonates in the hearts and minds of people across the globe and right here at home. I dedicate this to them. This is Dear Palestine. They say there are children in Gaza. I ask where. They say check beneath the rubble. For fingers sprouting like wilted flowers in a dead sea, say to the white and blue, if only you knew. There are keys to this land that are older than you, land where Zatir once grew, where shadows dance, where east met west, where the mirage was set, where Fatayr and Fayrouz met Sunday mornings. Now follow the fires. Follow the smoke-filled masajid and the poisoned waters. Check the checkpoints where colonizers point guns in the mouths of children too small to pronounce the word intifada. Check the schools made of furniture blown to bits. Check the cracks in the wall where sunlight is the only thing they let in, a siege so suffocating it reminds us we can't breathe. That resistance is a language universal, from Ferguson to Beit Hanin, from DC to Palestine, bodies become battleground when one terrorist group trains another. When child is ripped from mother, and if he resists because he is human, then tase him. Because nothing about this is sacred, this is occupation. This is damned if you left and damned if you stayed. This is lost birthdays and unmarked graves. This is West births the issues, and it is always your people who pay in their body, blood, and tears. This is when you have nothing, there is nothing to fear. This is not knowing whether you'll wake up to the adhan or bombs. This is what $3.8 billion looks like. This is erasure. This is rock and slingshot and Molotov. This is your people will never be erased. So let your anthem ring for the world to hear and don your colors with pride green. For your grandmother's olive trees that they raised red. For your uncle's spilled blood in the shallow graves. White for the light that the martyrs see before uttering their last words. La ilaha illallah, tahya, tahya, Palestine. Black for the janazas they didn't let you pray. For the Nakba and for your ancestors who stayed. Because this is catastrophe. This is what happens when tank meets stone, when family is thrown from generational home, when flesh is ripped from human bone, when sunrise is greeted with the hum of drones, when worshippers are tossed from under the dome, because this is unsalvageable. This is a violent and unforgiving taking, and maybe I'm mistaken, but I missed the part where there were two sides to genocide and war crimes were justified because U.S. politicians make ethnic cleansing appear sanctified. I guess anything goes in this country when it's attached to a dollar sign. Dear Palestine, know that the people have taken your side and we are here. Until the smoke clears, until black and white is worn only for brides, until echoes of your revolution have transcended both river and sea, until you and your children's children can finally breathe, until the siege is lifted, until the walls collapse, know that no matter how many times they try to rewrite the maps, this is your mother's land. This is yours alone from Rafah to Ramallah. From Nablus to El Quds, know that the fire inside is one they can never extinguish. Know that this land runs in your soul and blood as you take to the streets chanting Biruah Biddam. Know that they cannot shackle your rage. They cannot rape your resistance. They cannot murder this movement, even if they tried. Let them know that the old are still with us and the young have not forgotten. Dear Palestine, know that no matter how many villages they burn, we are in this and we will resist until you and your children's children can finally return, and you will return.
I never knew death until I saw the bombing of a refugee camp. Craters filled with disfigured elbows and splattered torsos, but no sign of a face, the only impression a fading scream. I never understood pain until a 7-year-old girl clutched my hand, stared up at me with soft brown eyes waiting for answers. And I didn't have any. I had dry pens in my back pocket that couldn't fill pages of understanding or resolution. In her other hand, she held the key to her grandmother's house, but I couldn't unlock the cell that caged her older brothers. They said we slingshot dreams so the other side will feel our father's presence. A craftsman built homes in areas where no one was building, and when he fell, he was silent. A 50 caliber bullet tore through his neck, shredding his vocal cords. Too close to the wall, his hammer must have been a weapon. He must have been a weapon. Encroaching on settlement hills and demographics, so his daughter studies mathematics. 7 explosions times 8 bodies equals 4 congressional resolutions. 7 Apache helicopters times 8 Palestinian villages equals silence in a second Nakba. Our birth rate minus their birth rate equals 1 C and 400 villages re-erected. 1 state plus 2 peoples, and she can't stop crying. Never knew revolution or the proper equation. Tears at the pages with her fingertips, searching for answers, but only has teachers. Looks to the sky and sees Stars of David demolishing squalor with Hellfire missiles. She thinks back words and memories of his last hug before he turned and fell. Now she pumps dirty water from wells while settlements divide and conquer, and her father's killer sits beachfront with European vernacular. She thinks back words while they think back words of obscene notions and indigenous confusion. This is our land, she said. She's 7 years old. This is our land, she said. And she doesn't need history books or a schoolroom teacher. She has these walls, this sky, her refugee camp. She doesn't know the proper equation, but she sees my dry pens, no longer waiting for my answers, just holding her grandmother's key, searching for ink.
Thank you. Thank you for the poets that spoke this morning concerning Palestine. We will now have the Umar report, which is the journalist Infant Han.
When a family's house is bombed to rubble, when a mother loses her baby, when a father can't find his kids, when a mom can't feed her food, her kids' food.
Yeah.
They say, Alhamdulillah. They say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Yeah. You know, and for those who don't know, Alhamdulillah means praise be to God. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel means Allah is sufficient for us. He yeah. knows the best.
Yeah.
You know, and this is in the hardest time of their life.
Yeah.
Where they lose everything. I mean, where does that... It's really hard to do that because I'm trying to sympathize with them. You know, I'm a mom. I have 2 kids. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes and say, would I be able to say that in that moment?
God bless them. Look, maybe we lost hope in this war, but you never lose your belief in God, your faith. Even during these times, you should... Your faith in God, you should be stronger and stronger and stronger. Because first, as a believer, you already know that if God loves you, He will put you in the hard times. Yeah, to like an exam for you. No one wish to be in your place. No one want to be in your place. And you keep wishing that never happened. No one wishes to lose his family, to lose his kids. And no one in the whole world wants this. But when this happened to you, it's about like to surrender to what happened and or to just to be patient and to show how we are connected to God with this, because people believe always that who passed they are in a better place than here.
Shuhada.
Yeah, shuhada is the highest level that everyone wishes to reach.
Thank you, Brother Han, for the Umar report. We will have now Sister Majida Muhammad that will give us the fast facts, Sister Majida.
When. Assalamu alaikum, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. The fast fact of the day is, put the Quran on repeat in your life. Many wonder why Allah repeats things over and over in the Quran. For example, the phrase, "And verily your Lord, he is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful," is repeated 8 times in Surah 26. And woe that day to the deniers of the day of resurrection is repeated 10 times in Surah 77. And then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny is repeated 31 times in Surah 55. If you have ever wondered why the Quran repeats itself, the first impulse is to think, because we need to be told 1,000 times what to do. You're right. We have an ego inside of us that only wants to do what we want to do regardless of the consequences. This thinking leaves a mess inside of our minds and our hearts. We need Allah to give us a wise approach that allows us to stay on the Sirata Mustaqim, the straight path. We need a way to get past lower desires and rise into the thinking of Allah. Otherwise, our false sense of security about everything, I got this, or our dependence on instant gratification will negatively impact our lives. The consistent messaging in Allah's book, the stories of the Quran, do just that. They rescue us from our own demise. They show us another way and offer us the opportunity to become closer to our Creator. Allah knows our need for reinforcement through repetition. Revelation came over 23 years, so the verses could be understood, repeated, and remembered. Without times to recollect and regular reiteration of the Quran, that book loses its significance. Repetition allows us to internalize the verses and see how they connect with one another. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Adam forgot, and so too will his progeny forget." Don't be of the forgetful ones. The Quran we read today is the same Quran of over 1400 years ago. The stories remind us of the importance of time to reflect and understand what Allah is saying. However, some want it all now and at once. Allah says, the disbelievers say, if only the Quran had been sent down to him all at once. We have sent it as such in stages, so we may strengthen your hearts with it, and thus we have revealed it at a deliberate pace. Surah 25:32. Dear Muslims, our fast fact of the day is, put the Quran on repeat in your life. Blessings await us. Thank you for listening, and remember, Islam is not the problem, Islam is the answer.
Thank you, Sister Majida, for the fast fact of the day. We will now go to our reading, and we are on day 14, brothers and sisters, going into that second 10 days. So our reading today starts from chapter 15, verse 2, through chapter 16, verse 128. Surah 15, ayat 2 through Surah 16, ayat 128. We will ask our brother Shaheed, would he close us with prayer, brother Shaheed?
As-salamu alaykum and Ramadan Mubarak. Dear Muslims, let us close with Al-Fatiha. Qul a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
O Allah, I seek refuge in the Lord of the dawn from the evil of that which he has created and from the evil of intense darkness when it comes and from the evil of those who cast evil suggestions and firm resolutions and from the evil of the envier when he envies. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Dear family, again, we are working hard to fix the little glitches that we are having. And God willing, inshallah, tomorrow they will be corrected. As we close, on behalf of our guest speaker, the poets that were speaking on behalf of Palestine and the brothers and sisters there in Palestine, may Allah continue to bless you all and your families. On behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his family, and we thank Allah for him and all that he has done and is doing to spread this word, this powerful word of Islam. On behalf of the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam and their families, and we thank Allah for each and every one of them and all that they are doing to spread this word of Islam. On behalf of my co-host, Brother Akbar, Sister Nisa, Brother Jamil, Sister Majida, and Brother Shaheed, and on behalf of each and every one of you, let me leave you as I came to you with the greeting words of peace. Inshallah, we'll be talking again tomorrow. As-salamu alaykum.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim.
Glory be to Allah, all praise to Allah. There is no God but Allah. Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, the Great.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Glory be to Allah.
Glory be to Allah.
All praise to Allah.
All praise to Allah. There is no God but Allah.
Allah is great. All power and might belong to Allah, the Most High, great. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah.
Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.